Excuse me for fiddling with the tech for just a moment. Families. Family expectations. Even Jesus has a problem with them. And every family, seems to me, just about every family anyway, has a black sheep in the family. Anybody in your family like that? Maybe it sounds like you, huh? Or me, yeah. So that's, Jesus is the black sheep in his family. It seems like today, the family hears that he has gone out of his mind. He's at his own hometown, and he's there, and all these things are happening. It seems to me like he's casting out demons, which is never a quiet, easy thing. It's kind of wild. And his family gets wind of it, and they want to come, and they want to get him out of there. Whether they want to get him out of there because they have compassion on him, or whether they want to get him out of there because he is bringing shame to his family is never said. We don't know. But one way or another, they're going to get him out of there. And in the meantime, the religious folks are out there, and they've come and decided it's even worse than he's out of his mind. He's possessed by the king, the prince of demons. And by the prince of demons, he is casting out demons. So here we are, this strange story. And then Jesus starts to talk about blasphemy against the Holy Spirit and the unforgivable sin. And what does that mean? This is a strange text. And it's a difficult one for anybody that has a family. Sometimes families, you have a family that you know has been a struggle. It has not treated you well. And that's really hard. Those things that happen when you're a kid, and even though you know they aren't right now, somehow they still sneak in and try to shape and inform you. Family values, whether they were for good or for ill, they get into us, don't they? And for other families who are just sort of some good, some ill, those family values also are in us. So, my family value. One of the family values I have can be illustrated in a story. So, my brother tells this story, my younger brother, about how my mom and my dad and he went to the store one time, and for some reason or another, there was a crowd of people there, and for one reason or another, one of the men in that crowd grabbed my mother by the arm and jerked her away from my father. My brother tells the story and he says, well, the first thing that came to my mind was, did I just see what I saw? Nobody can do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's the family value. You don't mess with my mother. The very second and almost instantaneous thought was, oh, that poor man. And sure enough, the next thing that happened was my father hit this guy with a short right hand and dropped him to the ground. And my brother came back and told that story with such pride. You guys should have been there. It was awesome. My dad, some guy, grabbed mom. Can you imagine? No, I can't imagine. Who would think of doing such a thing? No, yeah. And then we all were like, oh, no. And he said, yeah, right. Just a quick right hand. Boom, the guy was on the ground. That was it. We were like, oh, man, that is so cool. Family values. You do not insult. You do not hurt my mother. That was something we all knew. That was the unforgivable sin that this kid guy had committed, whoever he was. But imagine this. Imagine that my brother had come home telling that story a different way. Imagine he'd come home and saying, you guys, it's amazing. Some guy went and grabbed mom by the arm. No, they didn't. And he said, yeah, they did. And then my dad turned to him and we were like, oh yeah, your dad. And you know what dad did? He said, Do not hate those who hate you, but pray for them. Love your enemy and pray for those who abuse you. What? Are you crazy? He said that. What's wrong with my father? He must have lost his mind. Yeah, and then he said to the guy, what's your name? I'd like to pray for you. There's something obviously going on in your life that I would love to pray for. We would have said, who are you talking about? That's not Dad. You're crazy. He's crazy. Where is he? Let's take him to the doctor. He must have been hit on the head. And the reason we would have thought that was crazy is because we are all living in the old age. That age which St. Paul says is withering away, wasting away. That way of life where our family is the most important thing, where we protect our family at all costs, where we don't even take into account, or rather, what we do is we protect our family at all costs, and then we baptize that value as if it were from Jesus himself. That's living in the old age. That age is wasting away. And yet, we get caught up in it again and again, don't we? When we try to think and make decisions, we think, what's the best thing and the most important thing for my family? And then we want to say, and what about Jesus and his family values? Isn't Jesus a family values kind of guy? And my answer is, he's a family value guy, that he is that. But it's not the kind of values you're thinking about. He's thinking about this. Your family is too small. You're thinking too small. And he doesn't mean you don't have enough children. He means that there are people expanding. God will have a family. There's no doubt about that. But it is a family that, yes, it can include your family, but it isn't limited to your family. Your family is too small. God is thinking bigger. You know, when God made the covenant with Abraham, and he made all of the old covenants that are so rich and so true and so altogether still to be obeyed and listened to, the covenant is that you will be to Israel, the covenant to Israel is you will be a light to the nations. You and I, God says, are going to be so in relationship, and it's going to be so beautiful that people from all over the world are going to come, and they're going to say, I want a piece of that. Whatever they've got, I want to be a part of it. And our calling as a family can be the same. To be a light, to be open, to be inclusive. To be insanely inclusive. So that people who come can be brought right in, folded right in to the family. Our family is to be crazy with the compassion of Jesus. To offer a hand, to offer support, to offer love to anyone who is in need, to gather them in. To say, you are indeed a part. Come in. It is a very vulnerable thing that Jesus is calling us to invite other people into our family, to include others into the family. Shoot, there's people I don't want in my family. And yet, those are the very people that Jesus is saying, you have to be crazy with compassion for them. And you, church, are called to be just one part of the family. But a part that is just absolutely ludicrous with love. This is our calling. This is what the family of God will be. The old stuff where we feel protective, where we feel insulated, where we are turning in on ourselves, which is, by the way, Luther's definition of sin, the heart turned on itself. That is passing away. It's wasting away. God is forming and reforming and creating the family that God will have for eternity. And just one little sign of it is this. Remember I told you how my brother came into the house all excited and telling us this great story about how my dad decked this guy? Later in his life, my dad would tell stories like that too. He was never a boastful person. But towards the end of his life, he started talking about these kinds of stories, and that's just one of many. Much more in a spirit of, how would I say it? Sheepishness. Confession. That's the spirit in which he said it. He would tell the stories, and then he would shake his head and say, "Ah, I don't know what I was thinking. What was I doing?" The old is wasting away, and we are being transformed into the new age. My father as well, and all of us. And it's a little at a time, maybe. We look back on things we've done, on ways that we have been insular in our life, in our family, and we say, "Ah, you know, is that really what God wanted for me? Is that really what God wants for us?" And the answer, of course, is no. And yet, Jesus is filled with compassion. Crazy with compassion. Out of his mind with mercy. For the guy who grabbed my mother's arm, for my mother, for my father who punched the guy, and for we who heard that story and celebrated it and reveled in it and even baptized it, saying that's the way of the Christian life, to protect our family, even on us. Jesus is out of his mind with mercy and opens his arms and welcomes us into the family. Thanks be to God.